Artwork Newspaper, Issue 216, Spring 2021. Editorial Comment 1, Title, Red Tape? We've got plenty. It could well be, as our distinguished columnist Nick Jones suggests, in this issue, that bands of music makers and troubadours will overcome the obstacles put in their way by Brexit and somehow let their music be heard across Europe once more. Maybe. But the damage being done to the arts, science, and business by the madcap policy, forced upon us by a clique of mainly privileged Tory extremists is already immense. The COVID pandemic, a hugely biased right-wing press and a massively costly Downing Street spin operation have so far managed to obscure the most serious effects, but the truth is slowly leaking out. Musicians being forced to stump up hundreds in order to cut through the red tape to perform in Europe. One hapless pianist was forced to find £600 for the necessary visa clearance to give one concert in Barcelona. Science is suffering too from the balmy Make Britain Great Again withdrawal from joint European programs. Ironically, fishermen, who campaigned with one of loudest voices in support of Brexit, are amongst the worst losers. The loss is for some, it not nearly all. Shellfish producers are almost total. Agriculture and horticulture are suffering too, with mountains of paperwork to battle with and swaths of, yes, red tape, to contend with. But worry not, according to those nice spin doctors and apologists like Mr. Rees-Mogg, who wisely saw to it that financial operations he was involved with moved offshore to Dublin, these are just teething problems we are experiencing before our economy booms mightily, and we teach Johnny Foreigner a lesson or two. It has to be said that there is previous little evidence of this coming boom, and instead we see our standing in the world diminished by breaking international agreements and posturing on the world stage. One of the most cringe-making developments of recent times has been the revamping of policy presentation with a £2.5 million facelift for Downing Street's press operation, which seems to require a union jack, or often two, beside every speaker. Third world, or what? Editorial comment 2. Title, not me, Gov, I just take the loot. The founder of the World Wide Web, Tim, or Sir Timothy, Berners-Lee is right to feel some disappointment at the way his creation has grown up. The altruism which accompanied the initial development of the idea has been sadly lost as greedy fingers have worked their way over its high-minded ideals. All attempts to bring some ethical and fiscal standards to bear on the big beasts who run the show have proved toothless. The megastructures that dominate have shown how easily they can sidestep any attempt to set standards or impose fair taxes on their massive profits. Time and again, with very rare exceptions, they have managed to dodge regulation and taxation by playing one country off against another and repeatedly hiding behind the now very tired-looking excuse that they are merely platforms. Not me, Gov has been their response when bidden to take responsibility for the often very damaging content they publish. Yes, publish, and for which they garner zillions in advertising revenue. Meanwhile, across the world, publications which try to ensure their content is accurate and honest are brought ever closer to collapse as they lose out to the bandits. Truly, international action has to be coordinated so that the mess can be cleared up. Editorial comment 3. Title, Right to Reply or Disagree. An article in the previous issue of Artwork, number 215, Winter 2020/21, by Mary Gladstone, tackled the topic of free speech. The article highlighted how difficult it is to breeze through the complexities involved here without causing offense to at least one section of society. I applaud Mary Gladstone for taking on this task, but, to quote Voltaire, I disapprove of what you say. Mary Voltaire didn't say Mary, I just added that on. Why do I disapprove? As a supporter of Scottish independence, I feel her constant digs at nationalists are unnecessary and diminish the integrity of the discussion. Like most nationalists, I'm not part of a mob, I do not troll, and I don't care at all about what J.K. Rowling thinks. Mary has every right to express her views, as I have done many times within the pages of Artwork, a publication which has, over the years, striven to endorse bold opinions. However, I respectfully disagree. Kathy Bell,